How you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You guys are playing tonight at the Mohawk, and the album is called Country Sleep. You've been hearing some songs from it here on KUTX. We'll talk in a minute. What do you want to play?
I think we'll start with a song called Ramona.
Nightbeds here on KUTX 98.9. We are live in Studio 1A, and the album is called Country Sleep. And Winston, you, let's get to know you a little bit, because, you know, we've been playing that song a bunch, but you have yet to visit us. It's your first time here. So you grew up in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you moved to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you live now. And right. So, but you've been at this for many years. You've been doing this since you were a teenager. Right?
At this.
I mean, writing music.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, it's always been something that I've always just, yeah. I mean, since the end of high school, just kind of always been writing songs and recording. So, yeah, I guess it's been a while.
And so you've had some EPs and things like that. And then, so this album is kind of your coming out party, I guess you'd say.
You know, I mean, it's, I guess so.
Yeah. And but, you know, because it's, you're touring behind it, and there's you're getting a lot of great buzz on it, and we've been playing it a bunch here. Now, I also read that you recorded this in Johnny Cash's old house, or wrote it.
Yeah, wrote and recorded in a house that wasn't Johnny didn't live in it, but he owned it. It was just a guest house on this property that was called Sycamore Homestead.
It's so hard to know with these major celebrities; they have guest houses.
Yeah, everybody's got
where they lived and where they didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so why Nashville, though?
I guess it was kind of a why not for me. I had family there, and they, you know, kind of encouraged me to come and just kind of see what, you know, the music thing was, I guess. You know, they're both musicians and make a living doing it, and they just kind of said, you know, you should be here and just kind of see what other writers are doing and go to shows, and they knew that I had been kind of messing around with, you know, writing songs and stuff, so they just kind of encouraged me to come. And so I kind of just went to Belmont, which is like a music school, and kind of just sucked at that and then dropped out. So, but uh-huh. Yeah, originally it was just kind of the idea of just wanting to come and see what a music city was, because I had never really been, you know, seen anything have anything to do with like a scene or like shows. Or mm-hmm. I kind of grew up in a very non-cool, isolated community for music. So.
Okay, so, well, you know, Nashville's always fascinated me, and I think it fascinates a lot of people because, I mean, it's an industry there, you know, more than any other place. I mean, New York and LA has the labels, but it's just a machine in Nashville.
Yeah, it's a cog for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess country music is the only, I've talked about this a lot, but country music is the only genre of music that has the power and the clout to take over a major network for an entire night. Rock and roll can't do it. Hip hop can't do it.
No.
I mean, they'll just buy CBS for the night.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I'm sure you've got plenty of stories about all the things you've seen there in Nashville, but...
probably just watch the TV show and you'd be fine.
Very good. Well, I'm here with Nightbeds in Studio 1A. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to play?
This is kind of a different rendition of a song we've been playing, just kind of started playing on the road. That is probably the most twangy country song on the record, but we've kind of laid it back a little bit. Give it a few sleeping pills, I guess. Called Borrowed Time.
I know I've sighed for God's dreams. I chill in pine for you to listen. No stone unturned is left to keep. I give you now my own admission, because I'm living on some borrowed time, and I never understood why paltry signs led me from my homestead state, racing west in some Fremont lake.
Morning
Borrowed Time from Nightbeds here in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. The album is Country Sleep. You guys are in town for a show at the Mohawk tonight. And for the sake of simplicity, I'm gonna lump songwriters into two categories, okay?
Sure.
You got your rock and roll all night party every day crowd and your ones looking for a release. And so when I was looking, you know, doing my homework on you, Catharsis came up a lot. Mm-hmm. I take it you're in the latter group.
No, I'd be the former.
Is this something that, I mean, do you go through a lot of breakups, Winston?
No, I don't really, know. That's a thing. So
a lot of this is just kind of storytelling, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. But there's a, there's some emotional intensity behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard kind of getting into that. I don't know. I mean, some of it, it's all tangible. I mean, as far as emotionally, I guess talking about it, I guess it becomes something that's intangible. I guess I'm just a sucker.
You're romantic.
I think I'm a sucker. What?
You're a romantic.
Maybe okay. That's what it is. if we really dial it in, I think ultimately. But if you're doing music, I would hope that you were,
mm-hmm.
or doing anything artistic. You know, I think that is.
I think even Kiss are romantics.
Yeah, Kiss are probably the biggest romantics. I mean, that you look at them.
Right.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Well, so okay, you're in a van with three other dudes. You're traveling around, hauling your gear. You're tired. It's getting to summer. It's getting hot. How do you muster the emotional intensity you need night after night? What kind of drugs do you take?
Yeah, exactly. 14. That's a really good question. And I think part of it's just willing yourself, and you care about the people around you enough to where you just don't want to screw it up. You know, I think we were just talking about it earlier. I felt like, you know, last night I could have done better. You know, you could have given more. And I think that's it. It's how much give you have. I look at the word give a lot as like a board that's been, you know, rained on forever, and it just has some give. I think that's a good thing as a musician, to give and not break. And then there's also actually just the handing over of giving, and the combination of that, the wear that it takes on you, and that kind of give, and then also you're trying to hand over yourself to, it just all takes its toll on me, I think, a little bit, trying to conjure that every night, because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're paid to do.
Right.
That's a weird thing.
That's true. You're getting paid, you know?
So,
at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I don't know how you keep really going. I'm still trying to figure that out, and hopefully it doesn't turn completely to just, you know, just booze and women. But I think we're pretty
living in Nashville.
Yeah, I know, but we're pretty, I think we're pretty tame dudes. So hopefully, you know, we kind of just kind of make up jokes and eat a lot, and, you know, and just, yeah.
So just has living,
cool.
Okay, so has living in Nashville, has that influenced your sound at all?
No.
Okay. I mean, that's a big,
yes and no. I guess it depends on which way you're phrasing the question, as far as like the community or the scene, or like seeing things go down and wanting to be that. No,
well, would you sound the same if you lived in Boston? You know what I mean? Like, the country music? Not,
I mean, I don't know. There's, again, it's like this thing that's like, it was this kind of influence that I maybe could have discovered had I been living in, like, you know, somewhere in Texas. But I mean, it just was it's like the Country Music Hall of Fame is there. I went to that. That was cool. That influenced me. I mean, I discovered all the blues and country records because I went to the record store that was down the street from my house in Nashville. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would have been. It'd be funny to play that out and see if I would have made the record that I made. But I think the South, ultimately, like the South as a culture, like Gummo.
Yeah.
Like that's more me.
Bingo. See, okay, I'm a regionalist this way.
Yeah, I guess that's what I am.
I always think that geography influences.
Yeah. But when Nashville's the Mecca and it has all this weight of being the thing, I don't, you know, I'd rather, that's why I lived 30 minutes outside of Nashville when I was writing and making the record. I just lived next to, you know, I lived with nothing. I mean, it was like, I didn't have a stove, you know, so I mean, I'd wanted to be away from that and be next to, you know, just the gas station and the Kroger and have weird people in sweats talk to me about, you know, missing teeth. Like, I like those kind of things and people and experience. So the South is cool to me. The weird porch people that live on welfare. Like, I like those people. I want to hang out with them and drink with them. So that's kind of the South that I think of and romanticize, I guess, maybe somewhat.
Excellent. Well, introduce your bandmates here.
Oh, yeah. To my left behind me is Juan Solorzano playing bass pedals and guitar. Behind me on skins is my brother, Abraham Yellen. And then to my right, playing keys, piano, and lap steel, is Caleb Hickman.
All right. And you are Winston Yellen.
Yes.
And this is Nightbeds. We got time for one more tune. What do you want to play?
The song's called Lost Rings. Upon the road to fear the night.
really need you on my heart. Ain't getting back the promises of what I
Lost Springs from Nightbeds here in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the new album is called Country Sleep, and you're playing tonight at the Mohawk. And we here at KUTX are very happy to be supporting that show. We're the presenter.
Awesome. Thanks,
I guess
guys.
They say in commercial appreciate radio. yeah, and thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek for making everything sound so good. I'm Matt Riley. Let's take it back to the studio.